Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Karen Hostler of the WYPR news staff. Karen, the show is called Inside Maryland Politics, and of course, this part of it is going to involve a Maryland player, namely Governor Martin O'Malley, but also the governor of New Jersey.
We might call it Inside Mid-Atlantic Politics for
today.
Okay,
good. Well, the governor of New Jersey, as probably the world knows, is in some difficulty because of who knows what exactly happened here in the tie-up in Fort Lee, where traffic lanes from the George Washington Bridge were apparently deliberately diverted so that somebody's political anger could be quenched.
It was interesting, too, over the weekend as all the talk shows in Washington, the political shows were sort of beaten up on Governor Christie for what appeared to be a vengeful act by his staff members. Governor O'Malley, our governor, was invited to come down and join on, pile on. And you might think he would want to, since the two are considered potential rivals for the for presidency in 2016. But O'Malley chose to not comment on
that. Now, Karen, are you telling me that the governor of Maryland took the high road here?
He took the no road.
Okay. Well, that might be the high road, relatively speaking.
He declined to comment. Actually, he was getting beat up himself on CNN, actually, because of the way the health care exchange has rolled out in Maryland. Disastrous was the word that was used. And he was pretty defensive about that. But actually, in a score for him, I think. He noted that Maryland did have some health news. A program has been approved by the federal government that will allow Maryland to control hospital costs, to emphasize quality of care over quantity of care, to get rid of the fee-for-service device that has been used for years. Everybody just wants to talk about Christie.
Unfortunately. Well, you know, you and I were talking earlier about a parallel with William Donald Schaefer, who actually was famous for being sort of vengeful, although I think you and I concluded that he never would have done something like this.
No, it's hard to imagine anyone would think this thing through, endangering people's lives, not to mention that, you know, you could get caught, which of course they did.
Which almost makes you feel that Christie may be telling the truth. I mean, on the other hand, he's in trouble for having on his staff people who would do something like this.
Yeah, I like your line that Governor Schaefer's people basically protected him from himself. Christie's people did perhaps the opposite.
Well, we probably don't exactly know, although I think most commentators would say that either way it's a problem for him. Either he did know or he didn't and should have.
And either way, it's a good thing for Governor O'Malley if that's what he wants to do, because it makes it look like one of his potential rivals is really hurt. Actually, I would say Marco Rubio also declined to comment. So what does that tell you?
Well, it's probably a mess that you don't want to get involved in if you don't have to. Karen, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
For Karen Hostler, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.